seen better days, and you've always been the same. I've been tried by fire and healed by your rain, and in every season, God, you are the same.
The story's the same. Morning, everybody. God bless you and welcome to another episode on this Godcast called Rise Up here on rumble.com/LFATV. It is June 6th, D-Day. And on this day, we remember what our young probably mostly teenage young men did for us 80 years ago. Or even for more than that, 60, yeah, about 80-something years ago, right? Unbelievable. And we have to pray and thank God that we have, because of them, the freedom to be able to do this right now. Think about that. Had our military men, the greatest generation, not went to war to die on the front lines for freedom, we wouldn't be here right now. We wouldn't be able to do this. When MDUS says, I think the average age was 19. They were youngsters, man. They were youngsters. And without that, we would not be able to have the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, the freedom to do this without probably being arrested or fined. Rachel says, we are about to lose what they fought for. Very close, aren't we? I think we're going to pull through, though. Matter of fact, I know we're going to pull through. This is still a Christian, godly nation. It may not be a Christian nation of people that have a relationship with Jesus, but when things get bad enough, they will call out to God. And God just needs everybody to call out to him. That's all. I want to start out today's show by actually, obviously, thanking everybody for being here, but letting you know that here on LFA TV today, There's also going to be a Trump rally in Las Vegas today. And we'll be running that Trump rally right here on LFA TV as well. So you don't have to worry about anything. Venomous says some boys lied about their age to join. Yeah, tens of thousands. Tens of thousands did that. They'd never do that today. They'd never do that today. They don't even know what gender they are. They sure as heck wouldn't sacrifice anything for the good of others. It's just not in our culture anymore to do that. It's not in our nature anymore to do that. Although resisting is. So maybe it's just docile right now. I'd like to say happy birthday to Susie Q today on this June 6, 2024. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susie Q. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Susie Q, and I hope it is a beautiful, wonderful birthday for you. Lori says, coming in late. That's okay. Coming in late, coming in hot, as I like to say. That's okay. At least you're here. At least you're here. Rachel says, I just feel negative today. Evil stopped me from having Constitution Week in our library. I understand that. I understand that. Then have Constitution Week in the public park. Have Constitution Week on somebody's front lawn. You see, they can reroute us, but they can never stop us. Now, I'm just going to start out today just by saying this. If evil kept you away from doing something in a place where you wanted to do it. Yesterday, my wife and my kids left 2.5 hours late from what they wanted to. And the reason why they left 2.5 hours late was because they could not find our cat. Stupid cat. I'm not a cat guy. I'm a dog guy, sorry. Everybody loves the cats, though. So they could not find our cat. Long story short, the cat was above the basement ceiling because there's a spot that he can get up there in the utility room. River Rat, it always helps. And thank you. God bless you for that. I appreciate you so much. So they left 2.5 hours late. And of course, with the stress of everything else, my wife was a little overwhelmed and a little upset. And I said, sweetie, let me just tell you this. Something was going to happen to you, and God kept you from it. Something was going to happen, and I don't know if it was physical. I don't know if it's emotional. I don't know if traffic was going to hold you up. Whatever it was, something was going to happen to impede your trip with the kids and the dogs and the cat. Be thankful. Don't be upset. Don't be stressed. Be thankful. Because God delayed your trip. And they made it to Syracuse, New York last night, stayed the night, and they're already on the road again. Jeremy, can we still donate and go to the website and give money on your website? 100%. 100%. The only thing that's shut down is the store. That's it. We would definitely urge you and welcome donations on the website. Yeah, the websites are still up and everything's good. Yeah. But you guys understand what I'm saying, right? I've gotten to a point with my walk with Jesus, with my journey with Jesus, to know that if something isn't going the way I want it to go, then God has other plans. And when you can recognize that in real time and switch up your attitude, your perspective, your thought process, your decision-making and your discernment, when you can recognize it and apply it in real time, I'm telling you, folks, you're going to save yourselves mountains of stress and energy. Mountains of stress and energy. All you have to do is give it to God and start recognizing that stuff in real time. Amen? How you doing, SAS64? Thank you for being here. God bless you. Now, let's go to the Lord in prayer as we've just crossed 1,000 people here on Rise Up this morning. And please do me the favor of just make sure you're signed in. Make sure you're still following the page. And if you are inclined to do so, give us a rumble and a share. We would really appreciate that, okay? All right. Lord and Heavenly Father, Lord, today we are going to talk about passing judgment. And as we get further in our walk with Jesus, by the guidance of this beautiful Holy Spirit that you've given us, Father, we have to recognize when we are relying on ourselves or relying on the world, when things go wrong or things go not the way we planned, to recognize that in real time and say, well, God clearly has something different planned. I thank you for that. That's an amazing blessing. It's an amazing turnaround for me to be able to recognize that stuff in real time, and it's going to change our lives. Thank you for that. And I also want to talk today about passing judgment, because it's such a hot topic, Lord, in the Christian community, with half the Christians saying you can't pass judgment, half Christians saying you can pass judgment, half the Christians definitely passing judgment, and the other half being more apologetic. Today we're going to break that down, Lord, and find out just where we need to fit in with judgment and how and when, where, and why we pass it on others. We thank you for this lesson. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. And Lord, we thank you for your blessings and your mercy. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Katie said, I heard to go a different way while driving once and didn't and almost got in a car accident. Don't ignore the Holy Spirit's nudging. Wow. Amen. Great, great statement. Don't ignore the Holy Spirit's nudging. He's trying to tell you something. Now, I have a video to play for you about just that. But what I'd like to do, if I can, is wait to play that for you until a little bit later into the show, because I really want to get into the topic of today's show, which is passing judgment. So remember that we talked about the Holy Spirit nudging you, and we're going to mix that with a conversation that we've had before about waking up at the holy hour of 3 a.m. We'll get back to that, but right now, we need to get into the verse of the day. Now, I did not get to send a newsletter out this morning. Things are very busy here, and normally, my son is dropped off at school, which is about, I don't know, 10-minute drive from here, and I'm at work early. I'm already behind the times all the time. I need more time, and this morning, I had a lot to do that I normally didn't do, and I had to drop my truck off somewhere so I could get something for my trailer. Producer Eli had to pick me up early from there. So it's been kind of a crazy morning. So I apologize. I'd also like to thank ViscCap for the lunch that Eli and I are going to have today at the Red Barn Cafe. We really appreciate that because we love that place a little too much, if you know what I'm saying. Of course, I feel good lately. I feel healthy. I've been taking the right supplements. I've been doing what I'm supposed to do in the morning. I've been saying my prayers. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Passing Judgment, episode number 362. Are we to judge one another? Are we to tell others what to do and what not to do? Are we to make people conform to what we think is the best way of living life. This is a hot topic among Christians. Passing judgment is a conversation that I think we need to have, because there is a way to do it without doing it. The key in all of this is you. Let's talk about this today. God bless you. Thank you for the rumbles. Thank you for the shares. Let's get to 2,000 live viewers and let's get busy. Please open up your Bibles to Romans 14, 1 through 6. I'll give you a minute to do that. Don't worry, I'm going to read a little bit about Romans before we actually get to it, okay? Romans 14, 1 through 6. And I read this before, but I want to read it again because there might have been some people that didn't get to hear this before. And I'm reading from Living, the 66 books of the Bible. In the 50s and 60s, thousands of American women wanted to be queen for a day. That was a popular television show that interviewed various women about their lives and needs, after which the audience voted on who would become queen for the day. The problem was that most people never won, and the honor only lasted a day. The book of Romans is God's message to us about reigning in life through Jesus Christ and doing so every day and forever. Because of sin, death reigns in the human experience. But because of Christ, grace reigns through the righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life. Romans is at the heart of biblical theology, explaining the implications of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Without Romans, we would know the history of our Lord Jesus, but we would not know all the significance that came from his actions. The theme of Romans is justification, that Christ has taken our sins upon himself and transferred his righteousness to our accounts. We are born into God's kingdom, adopted into his family, and crowned with eternal life. Good morning, Majogo. Good to see you. God bless you. I love how God wakes me up at 3 or 4 a.m. smiling. Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. But right now, let's talk about judgment. Here we are. I'm going to read from the ESV version, okay, the English Standard Version first. And then we'll try to check out another version. Please help us share. Here we go. Now, the Bible tells us when and when not to pass judgment on people. It actually does. We actually are permitted to pass judgment. But in most cases that we think, we are not. Let's get into this. 14:1 Romans. And this really hit me at home because one of my daughters is a vegetarian and my other kids pick on her for it as well. And that's going to stop as well. And it's really, really going to stop after this verse. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him. But not to quarrel over opinions. Another way to say this is, as for the one who's not a believer, bring him in and welcome him, but don't have arguments over your opinions. It's not a way to bring somebody into the faith of Jesus Christ who knows no faith in Jesus Christ. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains. and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems that all days are alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. I believe this is talking about the whole argument over the Sabbath, Saturday, Sunday. There's a big argument over that where people judge each other as well. He says, the one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats it in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to the Lord, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. You see what that's saying, folks? It doesn't have to be my way or the highway. God could say that. You cannot. You can't. God does not permit you to. If this person gives their thanks and honor to the Lord on a Friday, and you say it should be on a Sunday, who are you to tell that person that they're not a Christian or that they're in the wrong? If one person decides, I'm not going to eat meat because God didn't intend for us to eat meat in the beginning, and I'm going to honor God by doing that, then who are you, the person who is permitted to eat meat in the Bible, to go back to the person who's not eating meat and say, you don't have to be like that, you know? Well, don't you think they know that they don't have to be a vegetarian? Thanks for the insight, you know? So if this group of verses, Romans 14, 1 through 6, is telling us not to judge or pass judgment on one another, but yet you have other verses in the Bible that say you definitely have the right as a Christian to judge. God's law applies to all humankind. However, Christians are only permitted to offer biblical judgment to other believers and non-believers. So yes, Christians can and need to judge. But don't judge outside the law. Don't judge hypocritically. Judge using righteous judgment. And judge with both gentleness and kindness and sympathy and empathy. And never, ever, 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 ever say that your way is the right way. And never, ever, ever say to somebody outside the law that you're going to go to hell because you don't eat meat. Or you're going to go to hell because you honor the Lord on a Thursday rather than a Sunday. And that's not right. That's the Lord's day. You got to give it to the Lord. It's a very, very different world, isn't it? Not everybody has the ability to give an entire day of no work and no stress and giving all honor to the Lord on a specific day, because everybody doesn't follow that in the world. Businesses say, okay, then you're not going to work here if you can't work on a Sunday. So what do? You transfer your Sunday to whatever day you have off and give that day to the Lord. Who are you to tell somebody they're not allowed to do that? River Rat just quoted Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all situations, give it to God. Lean on God, and he will make your path straight. Fun Mom says, one of my pet peeves, just mind your business and respect others. Kind of. You definitely want to be able to bring the gospel to people. And they would say, mind your own business. So there's even a way to MYOB and times when you should not MYOB. But if somebody says, get away from me, I don't want to talk to you, I can guarantee you that no matter how gentle you are, no matter how kind or sympathetic you are, you're never going to plant a seed in that person. And if you're out there playing the hypocrite, then don't you ever tell somebody else that they're not Christian enough, or they're going to go to hell, or God is disappointed with them, or Jesus would be disappointed with them. Now, if they're your brother in Christ, and you see them cheating on their wife, then yes, that is when, and you're not, by the way, you got to make sure you're not first. Then you come to your friend, your brother in Christ, and you say, what are you doing? You are not honoring God. You are not honoring your wife. You are not honoring your friendships with me. You're not honoring the brotherhood that we have in Christ. What are you doing? That kind of judgment? That kind of calling somebody out? God loves that. God loves that. But if you go to that same guy, and that same guy isn't going to church with you because he's working on Sunday, or that same guy decides to raise his family a little bit differently than you do, or that same guy doesn't give prayer before every meal, even though you might think he should. Maybe he prays for all of his meals in the beginning of the day. Maybe he spends an hour with the Lord in the day. Do you? You see what I'm saying? It's an old saying, don't throw stones if you live in a glass house. That's number one. So don't judge if you're playing the hypocrite. Don't tell somebody what they should be doing when you turn around and go do something that you shouldn't be doing. You know what I mean? But if you do tell people those things, then you tell that to them that this is the Lord speaking. And you do it like this. Look, man, I'm not God. I'm not God. God knows that I've done probably more things wrong than you'll ever even know, or that you've ever even done. But I'm doing my best to not play the hypocrite, and I'm doing my best to follow Christ. I'm doing my best to live by the Ten Commandments. And part of my growth and part of my journey with Jesus, even though I do things wrong, is to give you what God says about what I notice that you're doing. And I would pray that if you see me doing something that I shouldn't be doing, that you would do the same to me. We need to hold each other accountable. We're in this together. Neither of us are perfect. But maybe God's using me to bring out in the open what you're doing, because if I see it, how long is it before your wife sees it? If I see it, how long before your church family sees it? Or your kids? Or your boss? And we kind of touched on this yesterday about delivery, like how you say things. I am very loud. I'm very aggressive. I'm very, you know, beat a drum, even when I'm trying to be sympathetic. So now what I'm working on is actually how to be sympathetic or empathetic, how to speak to somebody in a way that they're not going to take it differently than the way I meant for it to come out. So you really got to watch your words. You got to watch your tone. You got to watch your demeanor, your body language, especially when you're passing judgment. And don't ever pass judgment that you're guilty of yourself. Now, if you do pass judgment about something that you see in somebody else that you're guilty of yourself, make sure that when you're passing that judgment to them, and not behind their back, because that's called gossip, you bring it to them, you make sure that you let them know about your shortcomings as well. You make sure that you let them know about your failures as well, and tell them, I want you to help hold me accountable. When I fall, I need you to be my crutch. When I slip, I need you to help me up. And I know you would want me to do that with you too. This is why I'm here, because I love you. And I'm not I'm not judging you. I'm bringing this to your light, to light, so that you know that I see it. And if I see it, God's got to see it. And we can't do this, man. You can't do it, man. I love you too much for this to happen to you. I love you too much, man. That's what passing judgment needs to be. It has to be. Because too many people take things too critical these days. And nobody wants to be told what they're doing wrong. Do you want to know who does like to be told they're doing something wrong? People truly and honestly walking in the light of the Lord and have a relationship with Jesus and have a journey with him daily. Do I like it when somebody says, hey, you're doing that? You shouldn't. Not at first. My flesh rejects it. But my spirit soaks it in. And my spirit overrides my flesh daily. It used to be the other way around. My flesh overrode my spirit every second of the day. Now, throughout the day, 3, 4, 5 times a day, my flesh gets overridden by my spirit. I did this the other day, says Ashley, when a Christian lady I'm friends with had a small, you mean had a smell? I don't know what that means. Good morning, Dree Brummett. Thank you for, D. Brummett, thank you for being here. Oh, making LGBTQ shirts. Had a small business making LGBTQ shirts. Yeah. Yeah, you have to do it, man. You have to do it, and you have to do it in a way that they're not going to say you're a bigot or you're a homophobe. No, I'm not scared of anyone. That's not what I'm telling you that for. That's a rough one. That's hard. Good job. I told her she can't be a Christian or a Christ follower and support that. Well, my wife and I got in a fight about 2 years ago that was really bad. About a year and a half ago that was really, really bad. And I did, and I said some things that I should never have said. And my wife said to me, you are not a Christian. There's no way you are. My wife and I have called each other some names over the years. Not much. We actually didn't fight a lot, to be honest with you. But when we did, it was pretty bad, you know. And there's nothing my wife could have said that hurt me worse. There's nothing my wife could have said that hurt me worse than the day she said to me, you are not a Christian man. That hurts. Now, hindsight being 2020, it actually woke me up to some things that I was being a hypocrite about and I should not have said. But at the same time, I was a Christian. I did believe in God. I did believe in Jesus Christ. I did believe that he died for our sins and rose on the third day. So I am a Christian, and I was a Christian then. I was just far off the path. And I don't think saying to somebody, you're not a Christian, is the right way to do it. I really don't. I don't think that's the way to do it. I mean, if you want to talk about turning somebody off and destroying a relationship with somebody and losing a chance to plant a seed, like was a seed planted in me when my wife said that? Yeah, thankfully. But I could have taken it an entire different way. Amanda said, I remember when you told us that, Jeremy. Exactly. I don't lie. I'm about as transparent as a clean window. So, again, Ashley, kudos to you. That's a tough situation. But maybe don't say, you are not a Christian and you can't be a follower of Christ. Say, we. All you have to do is just change the word, change the delivery. We can't be followers of Christ if we are violating his law or promoting a violation of his law. We can't do that. See, when you change the word from you to we, it includes you, and it doesn't make that person feel like you're above them or up on a pedestal or lording over them. You see what I'm saying? That's almost like me saying people who commit suicide are not going to heaven. That was a wrong thing for me to say because I don't know. You don't know what happens in those last minute. And yes, you can say, maybe, maybe, just maybe, you know, you're not in the Word daily, and maybe you've gone off the path a little bit. I'd love to talk to you and help bring you back on, because we are only to please an audience of one, not the world. And by you making LGBTQ shirts, you're trying to please the world and not God. You have always been transparent with us, always. Just provide them with scripture about homosexuality and let the Bible do the talking. Another great word of advice. My husband wouldn't take pictures for a gay wedding because of his beliefs. He lost a lot of business because of it. Okay, Ashley, awesome. Awesome. It's good that you used the we and you used yourself in that. You know, Ray Comfort does that too. He goes, I'm a liar. I'm a sinner too. I was all that. I am all that. But I have the grace of God and I go back to him. And I'm only telling you that, you guys, is because so many people have told me that I'm not a Christian because of my hypocrisy on things. But I was just a baby Christian. I was learning. And nothing turned me off more than when somebody who thought they were a better Christian than me told me I wasn't a Christian. And when my wife said it to me, she might as well take a sword and just ran me right through the stomach. Because that hurt bad. Because I knew I was. Speaking of Amanda Collins, thank you very much, Amanda, for the Rise Up Coffee Cup. So, yes. Can you pass judgment? 100%. Should you pass judgment? When it's necessary, biblical, and righteous. With kindness and mercy and grace and empathy and sympathy. Yes. Should we hold each other accountable? Yes. I love this show. It starts my day outright, says PM Reese. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go and talk about the Holy Spirit nudging you. Somebody spoke about the Holy Spirit nudging you. And we've had conversations, many conversations, about waking up at 3 a.m. and what it means. Now, a lot of people say the 3 a.m. hour is the devil's hour. Other people say the 3 a.m. is not that. It's a holy hour. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know me, I tell you every day, I'm literally woken up by the Spirit every single day during the 3 to 5 p.m. hour. Every single day of my life. And you want to know what God says? That when he wakes you up at 3 p.m., you are his beloved, you are his holy. There's reasons why he's waking you up. The worst thing that you can do is force yourself back to sleep. You ready for this? This one's going to hit home. Check this out, folks.
God wakes you up at 3 a.m. Do not make this mistake I'm about to talk about. And why is that? I will tell you. 3 a.m. is known as the watch or the hour of the chosen. 3 a.m. is known as the watch or the hour of blessings. In Genesis 32:24, Jacob wrestled with an angel and he said, I will not leave you until you bless me. And the angel blessed him. This happened between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Hence, this watch of 3 a.m. is known as the early morning watch. Is known as the last watch of the night. I believe everyone watching here knows that we have 8 prayer watches in a 24-hour day. 4 for the day and 4 for the night. 3 a.m. being one of the most important watches. This hour or this watch of 3 a.m. is also known as the hour of divine visitations. This is where people have visitations from God, while his others will be having diabolic visitations. And that is because 3 a.m. is the darkest hour of the night, and the enemy loves operating under the cover of darkness. So this is where he releases his hosts. This is where witches, warlocks, you name them, they are at work. Yet on the other hand, God is also at work. So if God wakes you up at 3 a.m., don't make the mistake of forcing yourself back to sleep. Let me say that again. The number one mistake that people make when God wakes them up at 3 a.m. is to force themselves back to sleep, because some think they woke up maybe because they wanted to go to the restroom, and that's being logical, and that's what the enemy wants you to think. He wants you to think that. He wants you to think you woke up because your alarm rang. Perhaps you woke up because something woke you up. But I want you to understand that nobody wakes up at 3 a.m. by mistake. What you are dealing with is more supernatural than it appears. What you are dealing with has crossed the line of the natural, is now supernatural. Like I always say, right there is an opportunity for you to tap in God's wisdom. Why God's wisdom? Because it is God's wisdom that will show you the plans of the enemy against you. That's why intercessors will tell you that during this hour, you need to overrule all human and diabolic decrees against your life. Because it is in this hour that things that are planned against you or your family in that day or for that day will be revealed as you are praying. So you tap in God's wisdom, and it is through that wisdom that God will capacitate you. You will end up knowing what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and who to do it with. Not only is your opportunity to tap in God's wisdom, but it is also your opportunity to tap in God's protection. This is where you pray for protection. This is where you pray for your family members. This is where you tap in God's guidance. This is where you tap in revelations. This is where you tap in God's strength. This moment right here is a special moment. And guess what? Not everyone wakes up during this watch. There are people who will set alarms just to wake up during this watch. But guess what? They will not even hear their alarm. But you, without setting any alarm, you are always waking up at 3 a.m. Sometimes it's 3:30. Sometimes it's just between 3 a.m. going to 4 a.m. And you always wake up and you don't know why. Today, you know why you are waking up. But there is more into it. Just knowing why you're waking up, you need to tap in your assignment. You need to start functioning in what God has called you to function in. You are not just an ordinary believer. You are chosen. And right there, you can reschedule things. Right there, you can redirect things. Right there, you can rewrite stories. That's why it is important that you don't take for granted what God Himself wants to do through you. And the 3 a.m. mystery goes beyond what one can comprehend. Hence, Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. In Mark 14:38, He said, watch and pray. And this now, hour of 3 a.m., is the right moment for you to materialize the supernatural into the natural.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, I learned something watching that video. And what I learned was that Jacob wrestled with the angel at that hour. I don't know why I didn't know that. But Jacob wrestled with the angel between the hours of 3 and 5 a.m. So when God wakes you up at 3 a.m., whether it's to go to the bathroom or whatever it is, do not force yourself back to sleep. Pray and ask God for your assignment. You are closer to God at 3 a.m. than any hour. And I see in the live chat, so many people are saying the same thing. I wake up at 3 all the time. I woke up at 3 for the last year. I woke up at 3 this morning. There's a reason, folks. Remember when I told you that I was up at like 2:45 one morning and God put a whole song in my heart And I wrote the best song in like 30 minutes that I've ever come up with in my whole life. And it was honoring God. And then the very next day, I forgot every single bit of it. Not one word of it did I remember except for the word God, the name God. And then I realized that God literally woke me up and my assignment was to perform from my heart for him at 3 a.m. And when I was done, I went back to sleep and forgot every bit of it. I was like, no, I want to record that song so bad. That song was fire. It would have done so much. Why did I forget everything? I never forget a song, ever. I forgot it because it wasn't for the world. It wasn't for you. It certainly wasn't for me. He woke me up to perform for him at 3 a.m. Okay. Unbelievable. Well, now you know. Burgess says, I often wake up at 3 a.m. Thank you for that. Well, if you wake up at 3 a.m. and God's nudging you and the Holy Spirit's nudging you like we talked about earlier, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it isn't for an accident. It isn't for an accident. You are a chosen person. You are God's chosen. Embrace it. Don't force yourself back to sleep. Don't worry. You'll go back to sleep on God's timing. And he'll put you in such a deep sleep that you'll make up for the time that you were awake asking him and praying for your assignment for the day. That was a personal love song for God. It sure was. Boy, it sure was. You have God's blessing, Jeremy. Well, so do you, Amanda. We all do. That's why we're here. We're seeking God's blessing. It's why we're here. We're seeking God's word. I've been waking up a lot over the last several years, and I didn't know why. Well, you do now. Everybody thinks it's bad. It's not. Ivana, sir, I woke up at 3 a.m., go to the bathroom. My legs are cramping. Now I have to seek God at this time instead of seeking the pillow. Dude, that's where we are. That's where we are. Trishy says, I found myself humming Build My Life at 3 a.m. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take you out, as always, the same way I bring you in with some nice, beautiful, lovely music. By the way, I think that guy that was singing this morning on that video sounded a lot like Kenny Rogers. My face lost all expression. Anyway, let's go ahead and play some music on the way out here. Oh, perfect. All right. I'm going to read to you from this new book of mine, Guidance. Guide me in your truth and teach me. You are God, my Savior. And my hope is in you all day long. Psalm 25:5, for those who want to go back and read it. Wise people can also listen and learn. Even they can find good advice in these words. Proverbs 1:5. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Proverbs 16:9. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Are you led by the Spirit today? Is the Spirit nudging you? Are you listening? Thank you, Lifelike, for the $20 donation. God bless you for that. I love you. Are you listening to the nudging? Are you seeking God? Because if you are, and if you're led by the Spirit, well, then you are a child of God. And if you are a child of God, then ladies and gentlemen, you are a chosen of God. Wow, Jay Singles and the $50 donation. You guys keep this company going. And you guys keep the word moving. And for that, I thank you. Folks, thank you for being here today. Mike Crispy comes up right now here on LFA TV. Make sure you rumble his video. I love you all, and I'll see you at 11 for 2 hours of Live from America. Have a great morning. Enjoy your Rise Up coffee. God bless.
But the storm.